So today we are very fortunate that we are having His Grace Ram Gadhari Prabhu to enlighten us on Chaitanya Charitamrita. So thank you so much, Prabhuji, for your valuable association. So now I would like to hand over the call to you, Prabhuji. You can start the class. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Prabhu, we cannot hear you. We are not able to hear you, Prabhu.
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानन्द जय द्वैत चन्द्र जय गौर भक्तवृन्द जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानन्द जय द्वैत चन्द्र जय गौर भक्तवृन्द So today we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, chapter 22, text number 87. Asat sanga tyaga e vaishnava achara, stri sangi eka asadu krishna bhaktahara. Translation, a Vaishnava should always avoid the association of ordinary people. Common people are very much materially attached, especially to women. Vaishnavas should also avoid the company of those who are not devotees of Lord Krishna. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta स्वामिन् इति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we are discussing from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, chapter 22, text number 87. So this is a very famous verse where Mahaprabhu is talking about the importance of avoiding asat sanga. So this is a very important series where Mahaprabhu is explaining to Sanatana Goswami that importance of Krishna consciousness and as a process of practicing Krishna consciousness, importance of taking care in our association. Vaishnava association has been described time and again over the last set of few verses. Mahaprabhu has been giving explanation from Srimad Bhagavatam and various other places. Now he is starting to explain about the care one should take in avoiding asat sangha. in our discussion today, we are going to discuss about three sets of reflections. There are many other places Mahaprabhu is referred. Srila Prabhupada referred this particular shloka. So in our discussions, we will analyze this particular situation on Asat Sangat Yaga Ye Vaishnavachar and also Sri Sangi Ek Asadhu Krishna Bhaktara. Both the aspects we will discuss today in slightly detail. What is happening is, in our Krishna consciousness, because of our not so much focused or so much being serious in Krishna consciousness, we kind of mix in our spiritual life what we gain in our material life, rather than purify our material life from what we have learned in Krishna consciousness. So, instead of trying to follow Krishna consciousness in our course of life, because of this mixing of association from materialistic context, our Krishna consciousness is spoiled. We see that in our day-to-day practices in spiritual life, somewhere or other we apply our material experience in Krishna consciousness. For example, in the material world, the lifestyle is called the survival of the fittest. One who can outsmart, one who can lead a diplomatic duplicity life, one who can lead a life of just being externally clean and not so internally, when we come in Krishna consciousness, we try to apply them. So the first reflection is going to be what we already know, but we can just kind of list it out and say, what are the effects of Asat Sangat Yaga in Krishna consciousness? Very obviously, because of our Asat Sangha and giving importance, less importance, equal importance, more importance, whatever importance we give to that, we kind of tend to look at spirituality from the materialistic context. Let's understand this word Asat Sangha Tyaga. Asat refers to that which is temporary. Sangha refers to identifying them with us or trying to lead a life around it. And here, Tyaga is something that we will separately talk about, what it is actually means, renouncing that. How is that we are a preaching movement and what are we expect to reject? What are we expect to renounce? Which we will be separately discussing as a part of our reflection. So Asat Sangha means trying to relate, trying to associate trying to lead our life around something temporary will make our thinking, make our Krishna conscious process adulterated, and eventually it gets watered down. So this particular instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has got different gradations. Asat could be referred to general materialism. Asat is referred to Mayavada. Asat is referred to ideologies where we are seemingly practicing Krishna consciousness for personal benefit. Asat also refers to something where we are trying to use Krishna consciousness for our puja labha pratishtha. So all of them are asat, and these all coming from our association with worldly minded people, our association with worldly related things. In our earlier discussions, we had discussed that there is nothing called Maya in terms of things, because everything is created by Krishna. If everything is created by Krishna, how something could be Maya? Or how something could be matter? How something could be, you know, anti-spiritual? We always discuss this point on, we can neither renounce nor claim. We are supposed to be always understanding that everything that we possess or that we receive or that association that we get are given to us by Krishna for engaging in Krishna's service. So in care of is the right word. So we are neither expected to renounce things, because we can't renounce, or the moment we think we are renouncing, which means we think that it belongs to us, which is itself an illusion. So if I can neither renounce nor claim, if I'm supposed to be keeping things in my care, so the moment the thought that it is mine or it is for my pleasure, so that's where the adulteration begins. So when Mahaprabhu says asat sangat tyaga, he's talking about non-devotees. Can we also extrapolate this? Because when Mahaprabhu spoke about it 528 years before, there were no YouTube, there were no Instagram, there were no Snapchat, there were no Twitter, there were no so many other things through which we also associated with worldly related things. Today, half of the time, the world is busy with social media and profiling themselves, so much so that actual interaction amongst men, actual interaction amongst people started to get reduced. Even within the family, the interaction amongst the family members have reduced, and we are all more attached to the matter and things that are material in nature. So asat sangat tyaga, when Mahaprabhu is saying, it is not referring only to non-devotees, human being, it is also referring to things, it is also referring to attitude, it is also referring to conclusions, it is also referring to ideologies by which our spiritual path can be toppled. So the evil effects of asat sangha is, number one, we try to apply our material logic. We try to apply our material emotions. We try to apply our material intelligence. We try to apply our material experience in Krishna consciousness, especially when we are amateurs, when we are still a sadhaka. Once we are, you know, cross the stage of anartha nivritti, then the situation is different. But till the stage of anartha nivritti, we need to be very careful how to handle materialistic things in terms of our transactions vis-a-vis our spiritual practices. If we try to superimpose amateurishly, then what happens is that we try to look at spiritual activities and spiritual consciousness from a materialistic paradigm. So we try to apply diplomacy in Krishna consciousness. We try to apply hypocrisy in Krishna consciousness. We try to apply all sorts of material ideologies, because of which Krishna consciousness is no more Krishna conscious. It is only a look-alike. The second evil effect of asat sangha is that we try to accept illusion as reality and reality as illusion. This is quite often we have seen them, and sometimes our bad days in Krishna consciousness forces us to believe that there is pleasure beyond Krishna consciousness. We take shelter of so many technologies as well as things. Suppose if you had a misunderstanding with the devotees, if you had a misunderstanding with some community members, if you are not being very well treated, immediately our mind and intelligence says that let's take shelter of something apart from Krishna consciousness. And this is coming from asat sangha. And the third evil effect is that, as we discussed in one of the earlier sessions, in Krishna consciousness, the results are not seen immediately. We need to have some patience. And because of our urgency, because of our lack of understanding and surrender and confidence, we try to expect the results immediately. And if we don't get the results immediately, we try to look for an alternative path. We try to search out for things. So we see devotees, even after understanding the power of the holy name, talk about so many other things. They say, yeah, holy name is pretty good. I agree. I mean, this is all fine. But you know what? You know, you go and do this meditation. You know, you do this, you know, sound therapy. You do this music therapy. You do this breathing exercise. You do this, you do that. Instead of being international society for Krishna consciousness, the word Krishna gets slowly adulterated, and this is because of asat sangha. The fourth, which I always talk about, it might be very sensitive point, and I don't want me to be misunderstood here. Today in our movement, we talk about cow protection. We talk about healthy living. We talk about Ayurveda, we talk about naturopathy, we talk about organic farming, we talk about, you know, so many things. They are all very much important for Varnashrama Dharma. But please note, if they are being in the center with Krishna in the periphery, that is not what Prabhupada wanted. We are international society for Krishna consciousness. For being Krishna conscious, we need to do cow protection. For being Krishna consciousness, we need to do organic farming. For being in Krishna consciousness, we need to do, you know, all those things. But we see devotees, we see practitioners getting so much hyper or so much into the act of other things, and at point in time, they are so busy doing organic farming, so busy doing cow protection, so busy doing so many things, that they hardly get time to chant. They're hardly able to keep up their initiation vows. They're hardly able to make up their basics of Krishna consciousness. And that's not what Srila Prabhupada wanted. So Varnashrama Dharma actually means Krishna in the center, and our lifestyle is around Krishna. So this is also asat sangha. This is also effect of asat sangha. And who is bringing this effect? Kali Purusha. If you read in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Kali Purusha's main job is to go on whipping us. If we are attached to any one of the sense gratifying things, That's where Kali Purusha sits and he constantly whips us and trying to make us join his army, and somehow or other, because of our weakened, you know, activities and weakening of Krishna consciousness, we join his army and eventually give up our Krishna consciousness or get digressed from Krishna consciousness. So the first reflection is that we need to understand the evil effects of Vasat Sangha and at least able to identify that the effect of Vasat Sangha can creep in Krishna consciousness. Hence, let me handle it carefully. Let me put a filter, let me put a fence, let me put a barrier. And what is the important barrier that we put? We clearly understand Krishna consciousness activities cannot be perceived by materialistic viewpoint. It has to be understood by the way acharyas explain. This is the first and foremost understanding we should have as a barrier. Otherwise, we are logical thinkers. So logically, we may perceive certain things and apply the same logic in Krishna consciousness, and many times our logic fails. A simple point is, Srila Prabhupada gives two different instructions to the same set of situations. In which logic it will apply? We will start to doubt Prabhupada's integrity. If somebody is Sanskrit pandit, they will start questioning, this is not the way Srila Prabhupada should have translated, this meaning means that. We try to question the acharya's authority. So hence, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very clearly warning. In fact, from this verse onwards, Mahaprabhu is explaining in the next set of 2-3 verses how we need to be careful from a non-devotee association. There is a book called Bhaktiya Loka. This is a book by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. The book actually is a essay written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur on each of the 6 principles that Rupa Goswami is speaking about. Atyahara, Prayasa, Prajalpo, Niyamagraha, Janasangarsya, Laulyam. And he's also talking about Utsaha, Nishya, Dairya, all those things. The two first, it's the verse number 2 and 3 of Nectar of Instruction. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is talking each of these verses. And across the board, he is making one point very clear. So that never reveal your heart to a worldly minded person. Because the worldly minded person will only know how to sympathize you, and he will provide solution according to his understanding what the solution could be, which is completely opposite to Krishna consciousness. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur very clearly writes that as a practicing devotee, everybody should know whom to disclose what, whom to not disclose what. He's especially writing about grihasthas. He says grihasthas, because of their facility to interact socially, because of their responsibilities that they have for the society, they need to be careful how to draw a line. And one of the important points that we need to know here is material understanding has got a completely different basis than spiritual understanding. Hence, let us not try to derive, learn, experience anything from a materialistic viewpoint. Rather, we should convince ourselves saying that eventually I need to spiritualize my lifestyle in such a way that even my existence is Krishna consciousness. Rather than we try to use our intelligence in using in our spiritual life. So this is our first reflection. The second reflection is about how in our materialistic life, or where do we start getting dragged? How do we getting pulled out of it? Most of the time, it's very easy to differentiate between good versus bad. It's very easy. bad is clear cut bad, good is clear cut good. But there are certain principles in this material world, in the materialistic context, they may apparently appear to be good. But if they are overdone, if they are not executed with the right understanding, they can actually eat our bhakti lata. I'll give a simple example for this. Karna was very, very intelligent person. Karna chose to be with Duryodhana on only one small ground, which is indebtedness. Indebtedness is a very good quality. We are supposed to be grateful to all those who have helped us in spirituality. But this indebtedness, if it is not applied with the right understanding, then your entire course of life gets changed. Bhishma Pitamaha, he was a Mahajan. He chose to be with Kauravas. And because of that, he had to face the humiliation. It may be argued that he was playing a role to teach us, which is true. But let us talk about what he was intending to teach. For sure, that we need to know where to draw a line for our principles. So this gray area is something which is very tricky, because all of us as practicing devotees, now our legs are in two boats. One material boat, second Krishna conscious boat. And whenever we have a challenge, when both the boats are, you know, moving, we try to balance it out. We try to somehow or other balance it out. And keep toitering. And the biggest dilemma is these all things. Loyalty. We want to be loyal to our boss. We want to be loyal to our country. We want to be loyal to our society. We want to be loyal to our family. We want to be loyal to our friends. These are all great, glorious, gentleman behavior. But till what extent? That is why Srila Prabhupada says, a Vaishnava is as soft as lotus petal and as hard as thunderbolt. The reason he is saying is, I will definitely be humble, simple, indebted, tolerant, sacrificing, patience, all the good qualities are fantastic. So long as they are directed towards Krishna. The moment Krishna is no more the focus, the moment somebody is acting against dharma, the moment somebody is trying to do sinful activities, then we will not party them. Even though there's a need of indebtedness, even though we should have been loyal otherwise. So there is a principle which supersedes all the principles, which is that Krishna being pleased. Prabhupada writes in Bhagavad Gita, one of the purports, if the whole world is upset with us, and if Krishna is happy, what is the problem in everybody being upset with us? If the whole world is happy with us, but not the Supreme Lord, what is the value of those happiness? Now the whole question is, as practicing devotees, especially we see this challenge in today's younger generation. Those who have not been exposed to those values that we all, adults, got. And they are completely into two paradigms and constantly have this dilemma of how to manage, how to balance this in both. Whom should we give more importance? there is a very, you know, funny joke that I read. One person was carrying the arati plate, and it's very important, it's a very big event, and you know, it's a kind of star program, so he was trying to carry something important, maybe arati plate or something. Somehow he slipped it and he dropped it on the floor. His fellow devotees and all assembled members, they kind of very upset and angry on him, but he felt ashamed. So, out of frustration, he went to a bar and he started drinking. And he dropped a glass. The bartender said, "Doesn't matter, sir, we will clean it." And he gave another glass. It's a very funny and not so, you know, good example. He never stopped going to the bar. He never visited to his good association. Sometimes the principles that we need to know, where to apply what principle, if we do not apply it correctly, it can be lopsided, it can take us either place. So the second reflection that I want to register here is, as practicing devotees, especially we who are having legs in both the boats, we need to learn all the values, all the principles, all the ideologies are supposed to be directed towards pleasing Krishna and pleasing our spiritual master. If Krishna and spiritual master are not pleased, let us try to step back and think, am I going in the right direction? I am sure we would have got multiple experiences within the movement, not so positive experiences within the movement, not so supportive experiences within the movement, not so conducive environment for it to be peaceful enough. These are all true. These are all possibilities. I know a lot of devotees who are definitely philosophically convinced, but because of us, some of our behaviors, they got so much annoyed that they never wanted to consider coming into Krishna consciousness, even though they philosophically convinced. So these are all asat. So the point that I want to drive home hence is, we need to philosophically get convinced and learn to apply them. If you do not apply them, if you do not try to practice it in our lives somehow, we will always think the other side is greener. So, in our journey of Krishna consciousness, let's know where these principles are supposed to be applied. So, the point of second reflection is that these all qualities, topless, brought towards asat sangha. Hare Krishna. Hare Bol.
So,
we need to know to draw a very clear line. And more so importantly, we need to keep on telling ourselves, let's apply the spiritual logic, which is what the Parampara recommends, what the Vaishnava recommends, what Guru, Sadhu, Shastra recommend. We are not supposed to be biased. We need not just go only after Guru. We are not supposed to go only after Shastra. We are not supposed to go only after Sadhu. All the three need to be, you know, taken care. Those who have always ran after Guru, not worried about Sadhu and Shastra, when the Guru fell down, they also fell down. those always went after only Shastra without Guru and Sadhu, they started finding fault with Guru and Sadhu. Those who never bothered to surrender to a Guru and never bothered to learn Shastra, they had only sentimental association but never made a progress. So these are all something which will pave the way for Asat Sangha. They are themselves Asat and they will force us to Asat Sangha, and that will destroy the hope of Krishna consciousness. The third is a practical example how somebody did this. This is by Sripad Madhavendra Puri. You can refer what I am talking about, going to talk about in Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, chapter number 4, text number 3. Sripad Madhavendra Puri explains how he is rejecting 6 types of teachers and guide whom otherwise the society appreciates. Mugdam mama nigadantu niti nipuna brantam muhur vadichan mandam bandva sanchaya jadadiyam muktadara shodaraha Unmatam viveka chaturthakamam maha dhambikam moktum nakshamate managapi mano govinda padaspraham. He says, moralists accuse me of being illusioned. There are people who talk about morality, sometimes accuse Krishna because of his decisions in Mahabharata war. They accuse the Supreme Lord. Sometimes they put spirituality above. They think, you know, they start to analyze Mahabharata, Ramayana and various itihasas, stories from a completely materialistic viewpoint, keeping morality intact. I'm still, you know, surprised to see that there is a, you know, very famous TV serial that has come up called Karna, where they are portraying how Karna was a great guy. I'm sure he is. But because of the decision that he took to take side of Adharma, even though he had a choice to take Dharma, his entire effort is not appreciated. So I used to give this example where you have a person who is very intelligent, very knowledgeable, very skilled, very rich, very popular, very beautiful, but he's a terrorist. Will we glorify that guy? We won't. We would not even try to party with him. We would not even support him. All his skills and possessions and acquisitions will become null and void just because of one choice of him to be a notorious guy. Similarly, somebody may have so many good qualities, but all those good qualities is good for nothing. Yasyasti bhakti Bhagavati akinchana sarvair gunair tatra samasate suraha harava bhaktasya kuto mahadguna. Shri Prabhupada takes this example. We spoke about this in this chapter only. Mahaprabhu refers this verse. You will get all the good qualities of sura, demigods, if you perform devotional service. Harava bhaktasya kuto mahadguna. If you have so many good qualities, but if you are not a devotee, what is the value? So Madhavendra Puri says, moralists may accuse of me being illusioned, but I reject such a moralist. The second He says, experts of Vedas accuse me of not being in the right Vedic path. In Vrindavan Leela, Brahmanas' wives were considered more advanced than the Brahmanas. Srila Prabhupada says, many may accuse us. One day, Srila Prabhupada was in Amritsar. So there was a big program, and Srila Prabhupada had taken all his Western disciples to that program. And somebody challenged Srila Prabhupada that you have some bunch of mlechas or uncultured people with you. Srila Prabhupada was very, very upset. So he pointed out one of his lady disciples and asked her to chant Isopanishad. So this lady disciple started to chant Isopanishad. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamad. So she started to chant. She chanted the first one, she chanted the second one, and she actually knew only 3 verses in Isopanishad by heart. And Srila Prabhupada wouldn't know, neither she had told. So she was a bit nervous. What will I do after I, you know, finish my 3rd verse? So she chanted the first one, second one, and 3rd one. And Srila Prabhupada said, all right, that's good enough. Then Srila Prabhupada pointed to the gentleman who questioned. Said, don't look at their body, look at their consciousness, look at their devotion. You might be a, you know, so-called Brahmana, but your ideologies and consciousness are completely degraded. But here, they may have not so good high parentage or, you know, some cultured birth. But the process that they have taken up is so purifying that they can travel past beyond all so-called Brahmanas. I was coming back from Radhadesh to India. So from Amsterdam, I took a flight to Mumbai. There was a South Indian pujari. This guy is a, you know, proper temple pujari in what you must have seen in a South Indian temple, with the typical South Indian shika, dhoti, chadar. I was in my, you know, civil dress, normal, you know, pants and shirts. I knew Tamil, but I didn't, you know, interact with him. I was just sitting and maybe chanting or sleeping. I just let go for some time. When they served drinks, this guy actually drank, you know, whatever that he could drink there. I didn't know what all, whether it's wine or, you know, whiskey or whatever that is. This guy had almost 3-4 glasses or whatever that is. Then I casually asked him, where is he coming from? He said that he had been to an Amsterdam temple for the temple Kumbhabhishega, the inauguration of the temple. And he's on his way back to, you know, Chennai. I felt so ashamed. I said, I felt so, you know, whatever emotions that I had. That all that Srila Prabhupada writes about the Brahmanas of Kali Yuga came true there. Kalau Shudra Sambhava. And Madhavendra Puri clearly says, if experts of Veda accuse me of not being in the right path from their perspective, it does not matter. Srila Prabhupada was in Hyderabad. the DT installation ceremony was going on in Hyderabad. And in the DT installation ceremony, some Sri Vaishnavas were chanting mantras. So this festival went on for a couple of days. And at the end of the program, there was a huge, big kirtan went on. And all the three Vaishnavas who came to perform the fire sacrifice, they also danced. When Srila Prabhupada saw this, he was so happy and said, "This is the essence." So the point that I want to drive home is that Madhavendra Puri rejected experts of Vedas. Third, friends and relatives call me frustrated. Friends may say that you are going to Krishna Conscious program because you are frustrated. Friends may say, "Hey, your material life is impossible. That's why you are a failure. You are a coward." Friends and relatives wants us to be with them, enjoy merry making. If I don't join their party, don't eat their food, don't go to their house, they may call us kind of, you know, outcast. Sanda and Amarka were with Prahlad to see his activities. They wanted to see from where does he get all the knowledge. And they went and inquired him. Prahlad Maharaj said, when iron and magnet are kept together, they get attached. So we getting attracted to Krishna is not so surprising. What is so surprising is that you all are not attracting Krishna is what is surprising to me. If you think by me going to Krishna and chanting Krishna's name is surprising, it's actually not surprising because I am an iron and Krishna is like a magnet. We naturally get attracted. You not getting attracted is what's surprising to me. So Madhavendra Puri says that I reject such friends and relatives who call me frustrated. He says, "Brothers may call me mad. Vibhishna. Vishnu wanted to surrender to Ram, but Ravana was not able to understand that." Srila Prabhupada says, sometimes even my own god brothers did not understand my mood to serve my spiritual masters, so they were accusing me. Fifth, wealthy guys, rich people may consider me as a fool for the choice of my life. And sixth, learned philosophers may call me proud because I am ignoring. So these six personalities, the way Madhavendra Puri handled is something what I was explaining about in my second reflection. So Srila Prabhupada translates this as, "Let the sharp moralist accuse me of being illusioned. I do not mind. Experts in Vedic activities may slander me as being misled. Friends and relatives may call me frustrated. My brothers may call me a fool. The wealthy Mammonites may point me out as mad. And the learned philosophers may assert that I am much too proud. Still, my mind does not budge an inch from the determination to serve the lotus feet of Govinda, though I am unable to do it." This is Madhavendra Puri. I just want to show an example how he avoided Asat Sangha. And last point, just on the Stri Sanghi that is referred over here. I'm sure the speaker tomorrow will highlight more on this because Srila Prabhupada talks about that in the next purport very nicely. He explains about attached to women. Srila Prabhupada mainly referring to illicit sex. association with women, Srila Prabhupada is referring from the illicit sex perspective. This is not referring to a gender inequality. Srila Prabhupada always explains the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis from the perspective of respecting them. But here, illicit sex is what is seriously condemned. And those who are having illicit sex, to associate with them is further detrimental. So, in the very next shloka, or maybe the next set of shlokas, so Srila Prabhupada is explaining a fantastic purport, explaining how Asat Sangha can break various principles or various vices. I'm sure you all will have a good discussion on this. So before we end our discussion, just to summarize, we had three sets of reflections. First reflections were about what happens with respect to Asat Sangha. Or when we have Asat Sangha, what happens to our spirituality? We explained four different things where we try to apply our logic, materialistic logic, in Krishna consciousness and try to look at Krishna consciousness. We try to use our material intelligence and start questioning. So, the whole situation about Asat Sangha can be just only material things. It refers to also things which are mayavada, adulterate in nature, that which is temporary in nature, that which is going to digress us away from Krishna. So we spoke about the evil effects of being in a temporary association. We spoke about asat does not refers only to non-devotee human being. This also refers to things, consciousness, if we try to identify them with us or build our life around us. So from that perspective, if we glue ourselves to social media and, you know, other things without Krishna not being in the focus, it's equally asat. We didn't talk about the tyaga part of it in terms of renunciation. We don't have time, so maybe in the future sessions we can talk about it. So the second reflection was that what makes us to get into asat? As practicing devotees, how do we shift ourselves from main Krishna consciousness focus to materialistic association? Whilst every lecture we have been hammered on chanting, association, prasadam, bhagavatam. So how do we, you know, get into asat sangha? So we spoke about few principles and we gave an example of how these principles, if they are not rightly understood from the context of Krishna consciousness, can take us away from Krishna and eventually our spiritual life is at jeopardy. And to give an example, we spoke the example of Madhavendra Puri, who is rejecting six different so-called, you know, values or wisdom that people in this material world would consider otherwise great. He is rejecting just because they are not helping us in Krishna consciousness. So regarding Stri Sanghi perspective, Srila Prabhupada is highlighting this. Anyone who associates with women from an illicit sex perspective, so associating with such a woman or a man, or men who are in touch with them, it's all going to be detrimental. So the next class, the speaker can elaborate on that. Shishi Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. My sincere apologies for logging in late. I was, you know, somewhere else and got stuck in the traffic. And somehow Krishna helped me to, you know, come somehow within the tolerable limit. Sorry for logging in late. Hare Krishna. If there are any questions or comments, we can discuss.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Absolutely no problem. The class was so beautiful. Worth the wait. Very nice to hear the way you were describing about Madhavendra Puri and Prahlad Maharaj, their words and their realizations. It was very beautiful. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Thanks for your valuable association.
Thank you, Hare Krishna. Any other questions or comments?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dhanwar, Pranam, Shlakav, Pachkavra, Devuji, as usual, such a nice, wonderful, sincere association. Hare Krishna, Hare Vod, Jai Shirade.
Hare Vod,
Pranam.
Hare Vod.
Hare Krishna.
Any other questions or comments?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanavad Pranam.
Yes, Madhuri, Dhanavad.
Thank you so much for such a beautiful class. I never thought that this was going to be spoken in such a detail, and still you said that you haven't covered the whole part. So, you know, such a wonderful class. My question is that, like you gave an example of Karna, that indebtedness, loyalty. So these are in itself are very good qualities, right? But see, for a case of Karna, because Krishna was there and Dharma was there and Abharma, like it was quite good and bad situation. So we can pinpoint that, you know, he took a wrong decision. But for our case, when we are with the devotees, sometimes we do feel indebtedness and loyalty towards other devotees, and because of which we do something which may not be 100% Krishna conscious. But on the other side, there are devotees, right? There is nothing like dharma or bad people or good people, bad association, good association. So how to deal that? How to draw that slight line, you know, because it's devotees only on the other side also. I hope wow. I'm making myself
clear. Yeah. It's very interesting. Anyway, I'll tell you a few thoughts on this. Actually, we are discussing this series on Daksha in our congregation over here. Every Sunday, I conduct some class. So we have this Sunday, just day before yesterday, we were discussing about, we started a new portion in Daksha Prajapati episode about six important words in Krishna consciousness. And loyalty, guilty, sorry, thank you, forgive, and forget. So we are going to discuss about how these six words can either take us in Krishna consciousness or out. And we are going to, you know, draw a very logical connect. So that time we were discussing about this point on loyalty. How the loyalty is a very important quality. But if it is not applied with the right understanding, it can actually drag us outside of the perimeter. And we discussed about Vidura. When Vidura was leaving, when Duryodhana was abusing Vidura at a point in time, and Dhritarashtra could not say anything. You read that context where Prabhupada writes. Then Vidura is giving a words of wisdom, saying that because of being just attached to that, you know, I ate your food and I, you know, lived in your house, just staying by your side is going to put me in trouble, so let me leave the house. And Vidura is advising Dhritarashtra also the same thing. Chanakya Pandita was offered by Chandragupta that please, you know, take quarters, take salary, take servants. Chanakya Pandita said, no, I will not take a single penny from you, because if I take money from you, I will have to be biased. So hence, as a Brahmana, I will choose not to take any money from you and be righteous. And that time we discussed how in this material world, we are knowingly or unknowingly overpowered by the surroundings to enforce some values in a very aberrated manner. Today the corporate lifestyle is, we are expected loyalty in corporate life. If the more you are loyal, the more you are given promotion. And what is the word of loyalty actually means? How sweet are you with your boss? So, unfortunately, these qualities in an aberrated form, when they come in our Krishna consciousness perspective, in a Krishna consciousness sense, then we actually miss the train. The second point that I want to say, I'll give an example. I think I've given this before also. There was one devotee chosen by Gaudiya Math and he was sent to UK to preach. This is much, much before Srila Prabhupada took up his initiative. When he was sent to overseas, he stayed there for 4 years, or maybe 3 years, or whatever, maybe a long time. Let's put it that way. Bhakti Vikash Maharaj is writing in his book called Bhakti Siddhanta Vaibhava. He has even referred the name. I don't remember the name. I think it's some, you know, let me not speculate. So, this Maharaj, or, you know, Sannyasi, was living there, and Gaudiya Math was hardly able to meet their ends. Somehow, they still collected money and sent funds to him overseas so that he could preach. After a long time, he stayed. He couldn't do anything. He came back and he went to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj and told, Gurudev, there is something wrong in our philosophy. We need to alter this, change this to make it adaptable enough for the Westerners. So this is what I was trying to refer to, that Asat Sangha, you know, how the Asat Sangha can influence. I'll tell you the last point to be very precise to your current context, where in Krishna Conscious Association, as I mentioned, if we are not vigilant enough in making Guru, Sadhu, Sastra triangle intact, you may go hither, thither in your principle. We have examples where devotees have left ISKCON because their Guru left ISKCON. We have examples where devotees fell down from Krishna consciousness because their Guru fell down from Krishna consciousness. We have examples where devotees who have challenged the spiritual master because they are more learned and they left ISKCON. We have examples where people are very sentimental who did not understand either Guru nor Shastra. So in this context, where your values will act, and Kali Purusha is anyway available for us to, you know, distract us and confuse us. That is why our decisions and our journey in Krishna consciousness is walking on a razor's edge. The reason it is said is every faisla, every decision that we take need to be supported with our very strong Krishna conscious aspiration. Not necessarily Krishna conscious understanding, not necessarily Krishna conscious association. If we have a very strong burning desire to go to Krishna, if that is only very strong, we will not be getting digressed by any of such distractions. And these good qualities are definitely good enough only till a point in time. Kamsa was getting Devaki and Vasudev on a chariot. Kamsa was a Maharaja. He was an emperor. And for an emperor to ride a chariot is something a Shudra's job. So, but he had so much love for his sister that he, you know, literally, he rode the chariot. As soon as he heard the sound from the sky, what happened to the love that he had for his sister? He immediately removed the talwar, the knife, and he was about to kill his own dearmost sister for whom he is riding the chariot. Srila Prabhupada explains, this is the kind of love that materialists have. So long as their personal interest is intact, they will love. Beyond that point in time, they would not mind to, you know, go to any extent. Anyway, the story can go long. So the point here I'm trying to say is that, yes, it is very important. We see good qualities outside of devotee circle. We may need to appreciate. All those things are well and good. That's why I said when I explained about the second reflection, there are gray areas. If it's too good, and clearly bad, we can differentiate. But there are some gray areas in between where we need to use our prudence. And that's why we need honest, guided, introspective association in our life. I'll finish with this small note from Gundicha Marjan episode, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Prabhupada gives a very good explanation there. Mahaprabhu, when he was cleaning Gundicha Marjan, he did layer by layering cleaning. First layer, he cleaned the gross dirt. Second layer, he broomed. Then they water cleaned. Then the second time water cleaned. Then third time cleaned. Then Mahaprabhu went to the nook and corner of the building in every you know, bits and pieces of the place. He used his chadar to clean up even the small dirt present over there. And it is explained that that is how we are supposed to clean our heart. And if we are not, you know, having enough patience to do that, Krishna consciousness will take its own, you know, due course of time. And we may delay our journey to go back home, back to Godhead. So hence, to stay in Krishna conscious, let us be Krishna conscious and use everything else around Krishna conscious. Not that make Krishna consciousness around everything else. Am I making sense?
Yes, Prabhuji, 100%. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments? Okay. Thank you so much for engaging me in the service. Today we had a Gita Jayanti day over here in Mumbai, and our congregation devotees today we did a book distribution of let me read the latest score for today. We did 1175 Bhagavad Gita today. Our group of devotees did today. So as I'm speaking, I'm just reading the score. So this is only today's score. So far, our group must have done maybe 2,000 books or something like that. But today, they are all upbeat and saying, Gita Jayanti, we will do something great. Anyway, Granthraj, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Thank you so much, Prabhu. Thank you. ಇನ್ನೊಂದು ಕಾಲ್ ವಾಂಶಾ ಕಲ್ಪತರು ವಿಶ್ವ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧು ದೇವಜ ಪರಿಧಾನಂದ ಭಾವನೆಭ್ಯ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ಅನಂತ ಕೋಟಿ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ವೃಂದಕಿ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಪ್ರಭು ಪಾದ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಜಗತಾಮೃತ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಗೀತಾ ಜಯಂತಿ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಹಿಸ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ರಾಮ ಗಿರಿಧಾರಿ ಪ್ರಭು ಕಿ
ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ
ಥ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಯು ಪ್ರಭು